Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday. In the morning, we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, the topic of charter schools is making headlines this week. Let's talk about some of these discussions. What's going on?
Well, there's a major series running in the Detroit Free Press, started last Sunday and goes through next Sunday, on a year-long investigation looking at Michigan's charter schools, and it's uncovered a lot of very troubling information, indications that there was a lot of insider trading, as you might call it, people involved on the boards and with these agencies who had clear conflicts of interest, although this is apparently not prohibited by state law. Real indications that charter schools have not done the job in terms of educating children, and it's creating quite a statewide stir.
What are the responses to these findings?
Well, it's sort of been muted. The legislature, of course, is not in session, and these folks are all campaigning for the August primary or their upcoming November election. You would think that the information contained here would sort of point to the need for a further tougher regulation of the charters, but the legislature, which is heavily Republican dominated, hasn't been in a regulatory mood, so I think we'll just have to wait and see.
Now, on the topic of education, the governor signed an education budget bill yesterday. What's in this new spending plan?
Well, primarily it increases money for the first time in some sort of a significant way for higher education. So they're boosted almost about 6%. This doesn't completely make up for the cuts they took earlier in the Snyder administration, but it's something, and also more than ever before, it funds pre-K programs. The Great Start Michigan programs to reach children before they get to kindergarten. There's a universal consensus now that for many of these children whose brains haven't been stimulated by the time they get to kindergarten, it's too late. So this is seen as invaluable, but there's still a lot of complaints that not enough money goes to education and maybe too much goes to shore up teacher pensions, things like that. This is very controversial, but in general, most people in the education community feel this is the better budget than in previous years.
And finally, some economists are talking about the negative effects of ending pension plans for public employees. They say the alternative 401k plans provide less security. But did Michigan have any other option? The state is saving a lot of money by switching to 401ks.
Well, they're saving a lot of money, apparently. It depends on how this is viewed in the long run. They're saving a lot of money short term, but it may create some economic difficulties for people in the longer term, especially older people. 401ks, of course, are plans that are dependent on investments, on mutual funds, and the stock market, and they're fairly volatile. Before, we had what was called a defined benefit system, where you knew that when you retired at age X, you would get a certain amount of dollars a year. Now it's sort of a gamble. People will have, of course, Social Security, most of them, but then they'll have what's in their 401k. But the fact is also that it is very expensive, as you say, and we have a whole giant pool of 70-some million retiring baby boomers in this country, and not nearly that many people in the Generation X's and Millennials succeeding them. So I think you're going to see more and more focus on this as the population ages and more people are depending on retirement benefits and being in the workforce.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.